I'd like to call the Ways and Means meeting to order. Resolution 238, adopting revised Ulster County fund balance policy.
I'm making a motion, we postpone it.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. 239, replenishing its tax stabilization fund. Second.
I'll second the motion to postpone. Tax stabilization.
Can you hear better now?
It looked like the light was on.
All right. All those in favor of postponement?
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. 332 of ending 2021 budget to additional positions in administrative rescue plan.
Motion?
I'll move for discussion.
That's a motion. Second. Discussion?
Yeah, I make a motion that we amend it as it's in the packet, which is reducing the salary of the Director of Recovery and Resilience to $95,315. Reducing the Recovery and Resilience Project Manager to $75,043, and making the subsequent changes to the increases to this year's regular pay, retirement, Social Security, health insurance, and federal aid.
Second. Turn on. Any discussion? All those in favor of the amendment?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Amendment carried.
I was for it, but I do want to raise my hand. I also just want to say that the executive, there's been some discussion about the third position, but the executive agreed to delay the hiring of the third position a month, rather than make the amendment right now and to have all the financial amendments. I think I trust the executive at his word that the hiring would be delayed a month.
Okay.
I just wanted to put that on the record.
Thank you. Any other discussion?
Can I just get a point of clarity? So delayed a month from hiring or delayed a month for discussion?
Delayed a month from hiring.
So they're still going to hire it?
Yes, they are still going to hire it.
Unless we take it out of the budget next month. I mean, yes. I think Tracy's point is that it gives us an opportunity to interface before he hires the person. So I mean, even if he hired the person, we could still eliminate the position next month.
Defund it.
Yeah. Chair Donson first.
I believe that gives you an opportunity, basically, to readjust if you
want
to.
Thank you.
You know, I can say also, I mean, I think many of us have been on record in this committee with our concerns with these positions. Having had a conversation with the executive, this is the framework the executive is proposing, and I'm willing to support the executive's request and look forward to coming forward with the framework for legislative involvement in the creation of the capitals as we move forward. And I believe and look forward to earnestly working together throughout this whole process of funding the capitals and providing services to all of our listeners.
Mr. Walker.
I also appreciate the idea that, and hope that it also means we could also change our mind about the other two positions once we really have a sense of where we're going, especially because, you know, we don't know which of these initiatives are going to go forward, but some of them might be an added burden. There's several that might be an added burden for the planning department, and maybe it's something, a position that needs to actually be more situated there, or, you know, some of these are just sort of continuations of funds, so we wouldn't necessarily need administrative oversight in the executive office. So I would hope that not only do we have the opportunity to regroup on the administrative assistant position, but we may recognize that those other two positions aren't actually appropriate and make action then.
Any other discussion? All right, on the resolution as amended. All in favor? Opposed? So carried. Resolution 333, establishing the capital projects. Can I have a motion?
I'll move it for discussion.
Second. Walter, discussion? No discussion?
you don't mind, I'll wait till everybody on the committee has a chance, but when they're done, please.
Legislator Bartels?
So, for 333, you have proposed amendments in front of you. I don't know if everyone has them in their packet. These amendments...
They're all there, yeah.
Yeah, these amendments went through legislative and minority council. Also was discussion with the executive office, so I believe that they're friendly amendments. By passing these amendments and separating out the creation of the capitals and the funding of the capitals, it'll also allow us time to provide for that framework for legislative input that I spoke about earlier. I want to thank the executive's office for being willing and my colleagues for being open to this, because I think that this really puts us on the right road to a collaborative effort.
I'll second the amendments.
About any other discussion? So you're going to act, it's an actual motion?
It's a motion, yes.
Okay.
I thought it was a motion.
I may not have said it.
Okay.
It's a motion. Thank you.
All right, so you're second. Thank you. Any more discussion? All those in favor of the amendment?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. Opposed? So carried. All right, so now.
Okay.
Legislative Bartels.
Now, in, I don't want to speak for everybody, in conversation with my colleague, Legislator Cahill, there was also the question and the concern about potentially separating these out as resolutions into separate, and I think we should have that conversation, into separate capital project resolutions. I do believe, as I think through the fact that this has been amended as we just did, that in large part that's been answered, because the resolutions are going to come back as individual capitals to be approved for funding. But I do want to recognize Legislator Cahill's concern just in terms of moving forward. I think that we don't want to set a precedent where we have, 10 capitals under one with the ability to transfer, which is what we began with. And that's also from the perspective of being able to bring capital projects to their relevant committees, not just to one overarching committee. So I think it's a very astute point, but I think we're going to achieve the same end with what we've done in terms of the funding mechanism.
Just to echo Legislator Bartels' point and Legislator Cahill's point, I think everybody, it was unanimous that we saw the problem with, being able to transfer between the capital projects without coming back to the legislature. So I definitely think it's something we'll have to address, moving forward, that's not how we'd like them to come over. And if they come over like that, we'll have, the clerk's office separate them out.
I don't have to say anything. Thank you.
All right. Any other discussion? All those in favor of the amendment?
Aye.
The amended resolution. Aye. Those opposed? So carried. All right. 357, approving execution of contract amendment for $106,366.61. Is there a motion?
I'll move it.
Second?
I'll second.
Second. Walker Bartels, any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. 359, authorizing design.
I'll move we block 359 and 364 together.
Okay. Second?
Wait.
Chair Donaldson.
Oh.
And we can do it individually if you want.
That's fine.
All right. All those in favor of blocking? Opposed? Carried. All right. On the block.
Aye.
Okay. Opposed? So carried. And 376 was postponed in laws and rules. 377, removing the position of communication specialist.
I'll move it for discussion.
Move. Second. Second.
Mark.
Second. Somebody want a second?
A second.
Okay. Thank you.
Sorry to hear the mess. And again.
I can't hear you. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I said it's hard to hear with the masks and the din.
Yeah.
I still haven't gotten a satisfactory answer about why this position is needed. I'm not sure if Legislator Walter has. I'm willing to postpone for a month if that's what the committee wants. But if the committee wants to vote, then
Legislator Walter.
I think in light of our concession and
Committees are, yeah.
I would like to just acknowledge that the need for our county and our county executive to be able to communicate effectively with the public has never been higher in our history, and the opportunity to communicate has never been greater than in our history. We have moments tonight with the COVID pandemic all around us where we feel wanting for information just within the legislature. You know, what's going on? Who's here? Where's the public? Are the public supposed to be here? Are we wearing masks? What's going on? Everybody out there, all 180,000 residents in Ulster County are going through that same thing, and we're about to cut communications out of the budget that we've already approved for this year. It just doesn't sit right with me.
Let's say Walter, then Rock.
So I'd like to first remind everyone that we're two communications people, so we're not cutting communications. The one primary person is still in that position doing communication. We also aren't cutting the COVID czar at over $100,000 a year, whose position is really intended to provide this kind of information.
Right.
And so if they're not getting it, then he's not doing his job as far as I'm concerned.
Let's say Rock first.
Thank you. I'll say that, you know, kind of echoing some of the things that Legislator Walter just said, you know, there's not a lack of communication with this position being vacant, so much so that, you know, a press release was put out about the county's new policy requiring vaccinations or testing for all county employees, and I called probably the Wednesday or Thursday before the day was supposed to be implemented, asking specific questions about it and how it applied to our staff and how it applied to legislators, and I was told that it was still being drafted by the county attorney. So we were actually doing the communications portion before the government portion, which is one of my biggest concerns about this position to begin with, is that there's too much communication and not enough government.
I mean, so first off, just from a broad level, any functioning organization that has to communicate to 100,000 people, has 1,300 employees, has a capability of doing a communication staff, typically more than one. You look at other counties, Dutchess County, for instance, has many more than that. This position was vital, not only during, it's only been vacant for about a month. It was vital during COVID, but had many other responsibilities, even when we're post-COVID, which will probably not be now and in this next budget cycle, but especially not between now and the end of the year, when we have more cases on a daily basis and need to be able to identify, communicate information to our residents now than we have any other time than the peak of the third wave. So the idea that COVID is over and we don't have to talk about COVID anymore, there's other times that we have to communicate public health emergencies and other things to the public, with the warming center opening and road closures, other things like that, and this position is integral in getting those communications out.
Chair Donaldson.
Yes, the position was put in by the county executive, and we okayed that the budget last year, and the position that he feels that he wants, and when we go in and decide we're going to cut into his budget, then we have to understand that maybe I want to try to cut into our budget, remove some of our staff. Sure, we can put it back in, we have that power, but the point is this was what he requested, we gave it to him. And I agree with you, Chantel, that, you know, it is a really important decision at this point, and as they're being pointed out by Mark, you know, they plan on hiring and losing this position.
Walter, then Rock.
So, you know, the executive's in a beneficial situation because we as a legislature don't put in for one or two communication specialists to serve the legislature. So we don't have the same kind of situation where he has to challenge us packing our administration up, because we don't do that on this side. I also would remind everyone that this position was hired into a position of a
who's probably called an accountant right now doing this work already. And so, and then we'll probably hear that that person needs to change their title and get a substantial raise. So I don't worry that they're doing the work they do. They have a lot of people that they call on. They typically first call them an accountant. But I'm imagining they're finding a way to get the work done.
Is this a rock?
I was going to say some of the things that Legislator Walter just said. You know, my question through you, Mr. Chairman, to the executive's office is there what's not getting done right now with this position vacant? Because I'm still seeing Pat doing Facebook Live, COVID updates. And another thing, just to respond to something he said, you know, and then I'll let him answer the question, is, you know, I don't think anybody said COVID's over and that's why we don't need this position. I just want to say that out loud in a public meeting, because I don't think I heard that from anybody sitting here during this debate.
Get back to that.
I'll just, you know, we are entering a phase that will require more communications, and I think we are going to be in that phase for quite some time. He hasn't been doing, this position is not just about coordinating. We're really about at all coordinating the Facebook Lives. It does some of the graphics and data and different things to get information out to the public, but it's mainly communicating directly to the public, again, public health emergencies, when there's closures, when there's, you know, people's lives are, again, at risk, getting the information quickly out to the public through social media and other means is a big portion of this position.
Is there an answer?
Well, we have actually added staff over time. We have two budget analysts that we depend on a great deal. They do a great job, and they were not there originally when we first came over to the department government. And in fact, we only had two attorneys. We now have three. So we have made changes, and we have not, beat up those changes. They allowed us to change those. We felt that that's the reason he didn't operate correctly. He feels he needs his position to operate. And you can prove that it's not needed, I guess, okay. But the point is, he feels it is needed, and it's in the budget. And it's been in the budget, so now you're going to cut it in the middle of the year because it's vacant. I just don't agree with that. I have no problem if you want to have a discussion about what budget time is, they should really need it, and that's a different issue.
Other discussion? All those in favor?
2, 3, 4, 5, it looks like.
All those opposed? Motion is carried. Commissioner, is any other new business?
So just an update, I know the last meeting I was at, you wanted an update on the online auction that we had, the public auction, and I will say in terms of the process, the auction was held on a Monday, a live online auction, but people were able to register the Saturday, actually the Monday before, it was a week before. So we had people register beforehand online, and they were also able to place a bid online, kind of a if you think about eBay. They could place a bid on those parcels up front. I had about 800 people register for the auction. Compared to 2019, I had 141. So online definitely triggered a lot more interest, but I also say, you know, part of that also is the market. But not all 800 were just because of the market. It is a big increase. Let's see, the number of bids we had, in terms of the parcels that we had bid on, there was 82 parcels that were bid on out of 96. That's a lot better kind of return than I've had just holding an auction live, per se. The amounts of bids, you know, almost $2 million on VAT taxes, about $1.1 million. The amount of no bid parcels, the taxes were about $446,000. The way it worked on the day of auction, just like almost typical of an auctioneer, they were just, you know, the bids were available for folks to hit a button to increase the bid as each parcel was done.
my own kind of thing is I prefer online now that I saw it. I don't have to bring all my staff out to the college.
Thank you.
In terms of even funding, a lot of times people pay their bid deposits in cash. I didn't have to worry about that, so it was more secure. I didn't need a deputy sheriff to follow me back to my office to count the cash. So definitely saved on the overhead with it, and it was a lot smoother when folks, the winning bidders, we set up appointments for them to come to my office, not all at once, staggered them, so that was even better. So I'm going, you know, my feeling is, I think going forward, I'm gonna stick with the online auction. It just makes it easier for my office, for everything. It was a lot easier that way.
The dollars, the amounts you gave, are those gross or that's net?
That was gross. It was a million, it was almost 2 million in bids, and the back taxes were about 1.1 million. And I think you have that resolution tonight to approve the auction. So.
Any questions for the commissioner?
Yeah, quick question. Percentage-wise,
sure.
Is that a much better return on the online versus
in terms of the bid? It may have been a little bit. It's similar. I will say the biggest return, I had more parcels that sold.
Right.
I normally have a whole, you know, load of ones that I have no bids. I mean, I sold some parcels I didn't think I'd get bids on. A row of trees sold for like $600. So, you know. It's back on the it's back on the tax roll. Whether or not it stays there for three more years, I doubt it.
It'll be back when people realize it's not
correct.
Worth building.
They
on.
Didn't, you know, and I always tell folks to research it. If they're not, you know, online, they're not doing their research. Shame on them. Is kind of what it is. So. Anybody else have a question?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anything from Controller's office?
I'm Deputy Comptroller Alicia DeMarco. I'm here for March. She's on vacation this week. We don't have a lot going on. I think she sent out Q1 last week to you guys. If you haven't received it, please let me know. I don't think there was anything significant or any outliers in Q1 when we reviewed it other than occupancy tax, which is performing a little bit higher than usual, probably related to the voluntary collection agreement that we entered into. We're working on Q2, which we're hoping will be out by the end of the month, which I think has more interesting data in it. I think revenues are performing well. Sales tax and occupancy tax both performed reasonably well in Q2, and we received the ARP monies, which you guys are all talking about. So Q2 will be on the horizon soon, but other than that, I think we're plugging along with some informational reports to get to you guys ASAP.
Thank you.
If anybody has any questions or wants more information, we had included more detailed information in our quarterly reports previously. If anybody wants it, let us know. We still have it. We just didn't feel like people were finding it useful, so.
Any other new business or anything? Otherwise, I'll ask for motion to adjourn.
Second.
Yeah. All in favor? Opposed? Right. We're adjourned. Thank you.
Please save this for next time. Thank you.